Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Work-related burnout among healthcare professionals has been recognized as a public health crisis in the U.S., affecting a reported 50% of physicians and nurses. To talk about resilience and also preventing professional burnout is Dr. Teresa Stevens. She's a certified nurse educator and an associate professor in the College of Nursing at MUSC, and Dr. Stevens has been involved in research for the past 11 years that explores the development of resilience in healthcare professionals and nursing students. Dr. Stevens, give us an overview of what burnout really means when it comes to professionals in healthcare.
Burnout has been defined as a syndrome, and it begins when people are highly engaged, and then over a period of time related to prolonged stress in the work environment, burnout occurs. And it's defined by three key symptoms, and that would be high levels of emotional exhaustion, cynicism, and decreased productivity.
What are the real problems or the implications when professionals experience this kind of burnout?
There are multiple implications. It's high financial cost because we see a lot of turnover. The cost of replacing a physician or a nurse is extremely high. It also decreases morale. We see a lot of evidence that shows that actually patient care suffers as a result of this. It's been recognized as a public health crisis, actually, because it affects everyone, the caregivers, the patients, the community.
What are the key points that you have learned that can help healthcare professionals develop this kind of resilience that you're talking about and perhaps avoid professional burnout?
My work focuses on increasing resilience by using what I call the four P's. That's priorities, purpose, perspective, and personal responsibility. Those all are included in your strategic plan for increasing personal resilience or when I work with teams to build resilient teams.
And we've been talking about the role that the individual healthcare professional can play, but what about the institutions or the medical practices that they work for? What role can they play?
It's a joint effort. It requires both sides coming together to attack this problem of burnout. The individual can develop personal resilience, but it can't be on their shoulders alone. It requires a systems effort and a cultural shift to where we are creating these work environments that are healthier and where people can reclaim joy in their work and avoid the problems of the moral distress that is leading to burnout. So it's going to require some changes in the culture and at an organizational system level and then also at a management leadership style level.
And do you see evidence that this really is a priority all across the United States?
It is becoming that. And that is due to the increased awareness where we are actually talking about it and bringing it out into the open, especially with the organizations now describing it as a public health crisis. And then most recently in May of 2019, the World Health Organization issuing a statement on burnout.
And Dr. Stevens, where's your work headed next regarding resilience?
Well, I hope to continue the research efforts and the workshops, but I'm also collaborating with the South Carolina Hospital Association to expand these efforts across the state.
Dr. Stevens, thanks for providing information about resilience for healthcare professionals.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.